He determined to climb a tree to try to get his bearings, and, having selected a tall oak that seemed promising, began a treacherous climb in the pitch black. He had just had the great disappointment of realizing he could climb no higher when he heard a twig snap. He froze and listened. A few seconds later, there was another sound, that of a dry branch slowly creaking, crick, 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 and then snap, like someone putting their foot down tentatively on a squeaky stair tread. Then came the most terrifying thing possible, a voice. A whiny, sniveling voice, rife with irritation and trying to whisper, "Will you please keep it down? How do you expect to catch it if you can't control those great feet of yours?" And an answer, in nothing like a whisper, "Oh, shut your noise. I tells you there is nothing there." This voice was much larger and heavier. Thomas thought at first it was a giant, but it wasn't quite large enough for that. And here it apparently gave up all attempts at stealth, for Thomas heard as well as felt a heavy stamping that proceeded right up to the foot of the tree and stopped. It was followed by a large thump, and the tree shook slightly as the creature slumped down with its back against it. Thomas heard great puffs of air going in and out. Whatever was below him, it was exhausted. The first creature spoke again, now directly below Thomas as well, though Thomas had not heard its approach. "I tell you, Monix, I smell a man, and it's strongest right here. In fact," the creature broke off into snifflings and snufflings that moved this way and that around the foot of the tree.
"Oh, get off it, skull," came the heavy voice. "I still don't see nothing."
"Of course you don't," replied the whiny skull. "No one could see anything in this black. For this kind of work, you need a good nose."
There was a moment's silence before Thomas heard a whistle of something flying through the air, followed by a hard thump and a sharp canine yelp.
"I trust you'll now agree," began Monix
with a heavy laugh that shook the tree.
"My eye is as good as your nose in the dark. Better even, for I can find my mark."
"My nose doesn't lie," came the sulky reply. "Not even in the dark. And I tell you, the trail ends here, and it's fresh."
Thomas heard the sound of joints cracking as the large creature stretched out under the tree.
"Now that's the last I want to hear from you about man smells. Look, I followed your nose for the past hour without seeing a thing. Did I complain? No. Almost got it, you said. Trail's tasty, you said. And what do I got out of the whole deal? You plumb wore me out, and we've still got to march on the giants tomorrow. So now I'm going to have a bit of a rest, you hear? And then I'm going back and chewing on something tasty what I can actually see."
"But what's the use of being on patrol if we're not..."